Hey, everybody, welcome to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Podcast, a production of the Teaching and Learning Innovation Center here at Greenfield Community College. I'm Dr. Gary Ackerman, and in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about reading and why students, especially students in a community college, ought to be doing the class reading before they get there. Now, I understand the challenges being a student today. You know, we all are very busy finding the time to go and spend an hour or two reading before you get to class. Sometimes can be very difficult, but let's look at some of the reasons why it's a good idea for you to find the time to do that. Now, I'm going to describe some of these advantages in order, but don't think that my order has anything to do with importance. These are just some of the benefits that students have if they do the reading before they get to class. So reason number one for doing the reading ahead of time is you are going to understand the material better. Even if you find the reading to be very difficult and you're not sure that you understand everything 100% once you're done the reading, that wasn't necessarily the purpose. Read the text, get familiar with it, then when the instructor is lecturing about it or talking with you about it later on, you're going to have one more exposure, so things that you read are going to start making more sense. Number two, reading does improve your vocabulary, and not just the vocabulary for the specific subject that you're learning about, which is a really important reason to do the reading, but your general vocabulary is going to be improved and your fluency with language is going to be improved, especially if you're seeing how the language is used in the field that you're studying. Number three, you are going to be more prepared for discussions. It's unusual in community college courses where you just have an instructor telling you what it is that you need to know. That's not the way college classes work. You need to be interacting with the information. You need to be interacting with your peers and the instructor. The only way that you can do that well is if you do the reading ahead of time. It's also true that many community college courses include activities other than just discussions that build upon the materials that you read about. If you have done the reading ahead of time, you're going to be more prepared for that active learning and you'll be more confident in the classroom. Finally, doing the reading helps prepare you to be wrong. And what I mean by that is many of us come to classes with some preconceived notions. You know, we think we know what's important in the field before we get there. I mean, we have an interest in the field. That's why we took the course. What we find, though, by becoming educated is that sometimes our notions or our assumptions about the field are wrong. And we start to break those down when we do the reading, and then we can build up better and stronger and more accurate assumptions and ideas when we get into the classroom. Hey, that's my reason for why you ought to do the reading. In the next podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about some reading strategies, so we'll see you there.